Guten Abend, Brüder und Schwestern. Auch ich darf euch herzlich grüßen in den teuren Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus. Allen herzlich willkommen heißen, allen Gottes Segen wünschen. Auch unsere Brüder und Schwestern, die weltweit mit angeschlossen sind. Ja, möge der Herr uns alle reichlich segnen. Ich habe ein paar Grüße mitgebracht aus
Greetings
Afrika,
from Africa,
aus Mosambik.
From Mosambique.
Die Geschwister haben
the brethren
ein Dankeschreiben
geschrieben, send a thanksgiving letter
und sagen,
and are saying here, heartfelt greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It was a great privilege to have our brothers in our country. And they say, we have seen God revealed in our midst by the scriptural teaching and by the word,
and
that the bride of Christ is brought back to the word of God by the ministry of Brother Frank, according to Matthew 24, verse 45. Yes, today this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. The brethren are full of thanks that it was possible to make this trip, and much fruit will come forth for eternity. Also the brethren from Portugal are sending heartfelt greetings. They are also gathered now. They are watching this service online. Brother Oleg is sending greetings and all the brothers and sisters there. Yes, we are grateful to God for the time of grace, for the preparation time, and we are confident that the Lord tonight will bless us mightily. Let us sing a couple of songs for His glory. We start with song number 15 from these little booklets. Redeemed, redeemed by the blood. Number 15, redeemed.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of Him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent, His love is the theme of my song. Redeemer, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. I know when I see His beauty, the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. redeemed, His child, and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child, and forever I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, wie wunderbar.
Oh, how wonderful.
Es ist Grund,
much is, it's much, it's enough reason to thank the Lord and praise Him. Oh, I have it so good with Him. It's just grace, brothers and sisters. Let us also sing number 20. Fear not, I am with thee. Number 20.
Blessed golden way, like a star of glory, I did not remove. From the clouds of midnight, this bright promise shows, I will believe thee. Of Sharon, blooming for His own. Jesus, heaven's sunshine, never will leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me. Yes, I'm never alone. Steps unseen before me, hidden dangers near, nearer still my Savior, whispering be of cheer. Joys like birds of springtime to my heart have flown, singing all so sweetly, He will not leave me alone. No, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone, to leave me. Yes, I'm never alone.
Amen. Oh, how wonderful. He's all the days with us until the end of the world. And one day he will fetch us. And this day is not far. Praise and thanks. To him be the glory and adoration. Now, for the word of introduction, I would like to read us a word from Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 9 on. Ephesians chapter 1. From verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wonderful words, brothers and sisters. He revealed himself to us, brothers and sisters. What a full salvation. And he predestinated us to the praise of his glory. But also here we can start to praise his name and to glorify him for the grace which was bestowed upon us. After we have believed the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation. Oh, this wonderful gospel of salvation of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. It is proclaimed, it is preached, and in it is the full salvation. And then we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This is the down payment for our inheritance. May the Lord bless us tonight. And may he fill us with his power. To him be the glory. Brother Alfred Borg, please come and pray with us. I ask that we all stand up. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the privilege to be gathered here. From near and far, you have brought us together tonight at this place to hear your word, to experience your presence in our midst. Don't bypass us, but go through our rose. You know all our hearts. You know all our longings, all the prayer requests. Everything we lay into your hands. Lord, you know all things. Come tonight into our midst. To your right. Lord, help me. Help us all. Help also our brother to bring your word to your people. Make it alive by your Holy Spirit. May it reach all our hearts, also worldwide, Lord. People who are listening now, Lord, you are present tonight. We believe it because you promised it in your word. You are there where your word is heard. Lord, we thank you for it. Bless tonight and help us together. You know us all, Lord. You know what each one needs of us. Give it to us. We thank you for your word, which we heard already, for the promises which you have given unto us, and that you want to seal us with your Holy Spirit. Lord, come to your right with me. Come with your people to your right also tonight. Take this service into your hands and cover us with your holy blood so that only you can be seen and can be heard tonight. Lord, we thank you for everything. In Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Jesus is here. All things are possible. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible for Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. We are in great expectation. And we know that God cannot disappoint us. And he will not disappoint us. All who came to him, to them, he helped. The sinners, the sins were forgiven. The lepers he healed. The blind received their sight. No one went away from the Lord as he came. But the mystery is, everyone must come personally to him. Everyone must call upon him personally and bringing him the things for what he is asking for. Now, just briefly, the greetings, especially from the group from Georgia. May God bless our brother Manuka.
Then we have greetings from Kabatsa and from the elders of the church there, especially from Goma. One brother, we have one brother from Goma here. May God bless him. Then once again greetings from Cape Town. May God bless our brothers and sisters there richly. Then greetings from the DRC. May God bless also there. Sometimes the name is not written. Then greetings from Cabinda, Angola. Greetings from Brother Emmanuel and Sister Talema from Australia. Greetings from... Oh, this is in Russian. Brother Schmidt, please look it up. Then we have greetings from Brother Motika, Johannesburg. Greetings from Brother Mananka. Greetings from Brother Abel. Greetings from Brother Dr. Chovava. Greetings from all from Finland, from Holvitis, and from all the brethren there. Greetings from Douala, Cameroon. Greetings from the church in Kishinev, Moldavia. Greetings from Brother Nyagi, Nairobi. Greetings from Rwanda. Greetings from Florin, Romania. Greetings from Gelando, Palermo. Greetings from Brother Fanel, Romania. Greetings from Brother Funda, Africa. Greetings from Brother Anthony from Finland. Greetings from Grenoble. Greetings
from Moses Young,
from Moses Denver, Young, Colorado. From Denver, Colorado. Greetings from Kinshasa. Greetings from Auckland, New Zealand. Brother and Sister Anderson. And greetings from Brother Bruce, Cape Town University. Then greetings from Bangalore, India. Greetings from Robert. Robert from Zambia. Then we have Brother Mathusen, South America, and Brother Ilunga, Daboga, USA. Then from Brazil, from the DRC, once again, from Brother Chuma, from Nigeria, and Brother Mashi, from India, and Brother Norman. Yeah, very soon we are through. Greetings from Germany. Greetings from Babu. Greetings from Adonis. Greetings from Michael. Greetings from Lupendo. Greetings Xulani. Greetings from Katungu. And greetings from Brother Chauffeur. And greetings from Brother Joseph. And then here we have the greetings from Tajikistan. Brother Alexander is sending greetings. Then from Brother Dr. Mbie and from Mwamba from Kolwezi and Jürgen from South America. Brother Ziller, Argentina. Brother Wagner, Austria. Brother Jacques, Ivory Coast. Brother Wendel Ellis, Edmonton. Brother Baumgartner, Switzerland. Brother Müller from Germany. Brother Ngonga, Africa. Brother Cecil, Pretoria. Brother Solomon, Ireland. And Brother Jean-Claude, you all know this brother who always came to the front, who has sung the Maranatha song. He was hit very, very, very hard. He's still in hospital. But today we could speak with one another briefly, shortly. And he's sending greetings, heartfelt greetings. Then Brother Joseph from Kinshasa and Brother Mwamba from Melbourne, Australia. May the Lord God bless all our brothers and sisters in all peoples, tongues and nations. Most surely we understood that we are living in a very special time and that the return of our Lord is really, as written, at hand, at the doors. As our Lord said Himself, when you see all these things happening, then lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Really, really, oh, just briefly, we have it here at this place. At this place, we have no time for politics, no time for religion. Here, the whole counsel of God, the whole plan of salvation of God is proclaimed, as we heard it in the word of introduction, which He purposed from eternity on, and which he brings to pass in the course of time. And we arrived at the end of time. And we know that everything must take place. Now, just two or three things are necessary that they are mentioned today. One can take it out from the internet. Everything you can take it. You can read it. All the ways lead to Rome. And then the description of what is now all about. That the reconciliation, that everything takes place. All the wounds which were done shall now be healed. And then the visit of the Pope in Sweden. We all heard of it. And here, as the introduction, the Bible verse was read from John 15, verse 4. Abide in me, then I abide in you. As the branch cannot bring forth fruit from itself, but only then when it remains in the vine, so also you cannot bring forth fruit if you don't abide in me. These were the introductional words which the Pope read at this great meeting in that cathedral in Norway, in Lund. He was reading it. All shall come back. All shall be included. And only in connection with Rome, fruit can come forth. Everything comes closer. Yes, it's very near now. The uniting in politics, uniting in the religion. And whoever looks into the internet can see everything precisely. He is pictured here. I don't want to go into details, but so much must be said that from the 31st of October this year until the 31st of October next year, everything what had to do with Reformation should come now to its end, and that the perfect uniting shall take place now. And in such a time where all this is taking place, the Lord revealed his plan of salvation, and he calls his people out from all churches and denominations, out from all religions, out from all languages and peoples, and says, "Ye, my people, come out, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing." The second thing is also something very important. Just imagine, on the 2nd of November, 1917, Balfour, the foreign minister at that time in Great Britain, he made the declaration that the Jews have a right to an own, to their own state, to their own land. And Mr. Abbas is making a law, a court case out of it, so that Great Britain should take back this declaration and should publicly apologize for that what was announced at that time. And all know, since the First World War, in Great Britain, the mandate for all the surroundings, for all of Palestine, of Transjordan, and for all the region there, they had the mandate. But God led it in such a way that this declaration was made. And then, 1948, the declaration of the State of Israel by Ben-Gurion, a fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And this should now be taken back. No. And here we see Abbas. And then Netanyahu says also something. Netanyahu is also saying something. And says, "This is our land, which God himself has given us. It's ours. And we will not give it back again." And then the most terrible was the UNESCO made a declaration now that the Jews have no right to the Temple Mount or something in Jerusalem. They have no right. Just imagine, UNESCO, a world institution which decides about everything what is worthy, that it is kept under natural things and so forth. And then the denying that Israel has no right to any region and has no right to Mount Moria. I noted down the scriptures. Abraham, according to Genesis 22, he had to take his son, his promised son Isaac, and he had to go into these mountains until he reached Mount Moria. Moria means in our language, the Lord sees it. The Lord sees it. The Lord sees, and there where Abraham offered, sacrificed Isaac, there God ordained the temple. In 1 Chronicles 21, when the Jebusite Ornan was threshing wheat, then the angel of the Lord came down, and David purchased the whole region there for 600 shekels of gold. The temple place was paid for. It belongs to the people of Israel. And if we look at the whole Bible prophecy, in 1 Chronicles 22, verse 1, it is written, "This is the place The house of God shall stand here. God himself led it in such a way. And now, the first temple was destroyed 70 after Christ by the Roman general Titus. And then the second temple was destroyed. And in the prophet Jeremiah, it was prophesied that after 70 years, they will return again. And then came the fulfillment of the promise in the last chapter of 2 Chronicles, which reports that the Jews, all of the people of Israel, all of them should return to Jerusalem. And then it is reported how they have found the original foundation of the temple. They found it. And then the second temple was built thereupon because God promised it and has led it in such a way. Yes. And then also the second temple was destroyed. And the third one will be on the same spot, on the same ground, on the same foundation it will be built. And in Revelation chapter 11, the new built temple will be measured. And during that time of the two prophets, it will be built. And then come the 3.5 years of the great tribulation. Brothers and sisters, God has a plan of salvation. And also this I noted down here. David, 848 times is mentioned. David is mentioned, and Jesus Christ is the son of David according to the flesh. And Abraham, how many times? 205 times Abraham is mentioned. God just took care of it. That everything what belongs to the past, to the present, and what belongs to the future was already written down. I repeat, that what was once upon a time, and that what is happening now present, and that what will still take place in the future, everything was written down. God knew the end before the beginning. And if we think about it, that God has given us the grace to be now on the earth. And today, I would like to welcome especially all those who are here today for the first time, and perhaps also all those who are listening for the first time. Would you please stand up? The five from the Iran, where are you? Please stand up. Yes. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. May God bless you richly. Be seated. We're just so grateful that God is leading it in such a way that we may come together at this place, that we can deepen ourselves in the Word. And I say it once again, in the Bible is written what was, what is, and what will still be until the new heaven and until the new earth. Everything what will still happen is written here. The most important for us is, of course, what God promised for us. What good would it be for us to know what would happen with Israel and what would happen with the nations? And also when we read and think about Damascus, in Isaiah 17 verse 1 it is written, Damascus will be destroyed and will no more be counted to the cities. It will just be a rubble heap. And the peoples will, like the sea, they will roll. If we look what is happening now, and even the king of the north, Ezekiel 38, And the Russian will get so angry until he loses the nerves. And then he will do some things still. Also, this is written in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The king of the north. Just look on the world map. The greatest and largest country on the earth, the longest, is Russia. From Petersburg to Vladivostok, it's about 11,000 kilometers, and it lies in the north. In the north of Israel, in the north of the Iran, it's in the north. And then from Vladivostok, you can look over to Japan. Why do I mention these things? Also politically and religiously, everything is reaching its climax. And we are just so grateful to God with all our hearts that we can watch all these things, that we see and recognize. It is so far. The things are happening before our very eyes. Now, concerning us, brothers and sisters, it's really only about one subject, namely about the return of Jesus Christ and about our preparation unto the glorious day when the trump of God shall sound and the voice of the archangel will be heard. And when the Lord himself shall descend, this is the most wonderful. He himself has come to redeem us. He himself will return to take us home. And when he will return, then we will be taken up into glory. And also this must be mentioned in every meeting. Our beloved brother Helmut Miskis, he gave us a very short mission report, especially from Mozambique. But if we wanted to give a full report, 13 times it went off, it went up, and landing again, taking off and landing again, preaching the precious word of God, be it in Pretoria, be it in Cape Town, be it in Port Elizabeth, be it in East London, be it in Durban, and then in Johannesburg, everywhere, preaching the precious word of God. And then in Harare, in Zimbabwe. And then, if one then thinks about it, that also there people have come from near and far to hear the word of the Lord. And as Brother Miskis reported, in Mozambique, in the last meeting in Beira, more than 1,000 people under very poor conditions, which you cannot imagine here. There are no streets. I mean, real streets. It's just a catastrophe there. But the people have come. The hunger is there to hear the words of God. And all peoples have the right to hear the last message and to experience the calling out, and then to experience their preparation by grace. And it just belongs to it that we believe according to the Scripture. We are not coming together to present something here. We are not coming here to play charismatics. We're not coming together because it must be like this. No, we are coming together because we have a hunger to hear the words of God. And that what God ordained for our time, to receive and accept it. Perhaps this should be also mentioned. At the moment, Brother Michael is already in Pakistan to arrange the meetings there in stadiums. 10,000 people will come. On the way there, he made a stopover in Dubai, where we preached already together. There he preached a service, and Brother Noble Gill is today in our midst, with whom God made a beginning in Pakistan. Everywhere God had his ministers and still has it today, so that all who are ordained for eternal life can make their decision for the Lord. And all who are of the bride church of Jesus Christ, they will hear the voice of the bridegroom. And we must say it in every meeting. We must say it. There's the main promise which had to be fulfilled before the second coming of Christ, because God foretold it in such a way. Behold, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. John the Baptist came before the day of grace, before the day of salvation. And 2,000 years have passed, and the day of the Lord is still not here. So right at the end of the day of salvation, at the end of the time of grace, God wanted to send a prophet like Elijah, who calls the people of God together, calling them together, according to the word of Psalms, "Gather ye me, my people. Gather me, my people." This is the command of the hour. The people of God must be gathered from all peoples, tongues, and nations, so that all can hear God's promised word for this time. Also, this was read here from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. After we have heard the word of truth, Malachi belongs to the word of truth. It's part of the word of truth. It's written in the Bible. It's written in the Bible. And if we don't receive and accept this, what then? If we don't accept and receive Matthew 17, verse 11, it's the word of God. If we don't accept it, what then? Then there's no sealing. It's impossible. God's word, God's promises for this time must be believed by us. Not can or may be believed, they must be believed by us. Please take this scripture seriously. Not just saying generally, oh yes, no, only then. If it really has fallen into our hearts, and if we understood that this promise, yes, our salvation depends on it, not only to believe on Jesus Christ, many believe on him, but they bypass what God promised. So, please, don't bypass, but say, Lord, abide with us, for it is towards evening. And so, we are just so grateful that all these words of the scripture, we not only read them and walk on, no, we take them to heart and say, Lord, I find myself in it. I believe your word. I believe your promises. And the spirit of promise is connected with the word of promise. There's no other way. Our Savior was a promised Savior. He was promised in all of the Old Testament. And John the Baptist was a promised prophet. That's how it was written in the Bible, in Isaiah 40, verse 3, and Malachi 3, verse 1. It was written in the Bible, in the Word of Truth. And in the same way, the promise for our time is in the Bible, in the Old and New Testament. It is written down, so that no one can bypass left or right. No. He must answer to the word of promise. And he must say whether he agrees with it. And only then the sealing with the Holy Spirit of promise can take place. Brothers and sisters, God will not take a confusion into heaven. No discussion will take place in heaven. This we all know. God's order must be established here on the earth, in the church. And here in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 is written, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And therefore, it must be said, the true church of Jesus Christ does not go back to Rome, doesn't go back to the Council of Nicaea 325, and not to the Council in 386, and not going back to the Nicaea 431. The church of Jesus Christ is not a Christian organization, but it's the body of the Lord, the church of the firstborn, and it goes back to Jerusalem. From Jerusalem, the word of the Lord came forth, and it was proclaimed, and therefore God had to send a prophetic ministry in our time to also, as then, as Elijah called the people of God together, and as the altar of God was rebuilt and the Israelites had to make their decision, so it is in our time. The doctrine of the 12 apostles was put anew upon the foundation. And Paul writes that no other foundation can be laid except that which was already laid, namely Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, not back to any council or any Nicaea and what was taught there and what was taken over by all. And this must be said very clearly now. No one of the big churches goes back to Jerusalem. All of them, in the course of the centuries, they came up. But now God calls back. And we understood, especially since the Reformation, there came revival after revival. And all who stopped in the revival, they are still there where they stopped. But the elect went on with the next revival. And then came the Mennonite revival. Oh, it doesn't matter which revival it was, the elect of God went on with every revival up to the Pentecostal revival, which is more than 100 years old. And then we are coming now to the fact that the Lord God, after World War II, he called Brother Branham, he commissioned him, and he sent him Yes, already 1933, it was a very important year. This was an important year, 1933. But in the same way, God took care of it, that he fulfilled his word, and that Brother Branham, from the supernatural cloud, he received his sending as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. And brothers and sisters, I say this with great pain. Also, even today, I had to hear it, that brothers in many countries are just asking the question, which decision did you make, Brother Frank or Brother Branham? Did you decide for Malachi or did you decide for Matthew 24 verse 45? Just think of it. How blind the people are. We made the decision for God. We decided us for the Word. We returned to God. And we returned back to the Word of God. And this is the difference. This is really the difference. How often did I have to say it here? We must succeed to establish the connection with God and the listeners. But if the people would become a bit honest now, and if they would think about that Brother Branham really only received the commission to store in the food. Also this, I said many times, and the food which he stored in was in shelves. Yes. You know what a washing basket? In the vision, he has seen it. With a basket where you put washing in. There was many groceries in it. And he put it in shelves, as you do it in a supermarket. But this storing in was not yet the meal on the table. But then Brother Branham said, he was told that he should store in the food. But he was never told that he should distribute it. He was not told it. But to me, on the 3rd of December 1962, in the presence of Fred Sotman and Bank Woods, he said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. What shall we do now? God didn't go to sleep since Brother Branham went home. No, the word of the hour, with everything what goes with it, was proclaimed. And all who are of God will hear it. And I say it once again, whoever makes the decision for God, he will respect the ministry of Brother Branham. He will place everything properly, and he knows that everything must be that way. And by the way, we don't need any eighth messenger. What did Joshua do? He had to take food with him along the journey. But the most important was the Ark of the Covenant. Joshua didn't have to say anything about Moses. No. That what God said to Moses, he laid it onto the shoulders of the priests. Every place where you put your foot on, this place I have given you. Conquer the land. This was the promise. Brothers and sisters, the same it is in our time. God used Brother Branham to that what is ordained for the church to proclaim it to her. And this is now being done in harmony. We have a divine harmony of the Old and New Testament, and we can thank the Lord always anew. Let us come back again to the subject, the return of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this really touches me so much, so much. I really want, with all who hear now the divine message and out of conviction, who believe it by revelation, I want that they are part of it. I want that they never be enticed again. As Brother Branham emphasized many times, that Eve was beguiled because she was hearkening to that what the serpent has said. He questioned what God said. Please, don't question any word of God. Believe every word of God, just as it is written, because it's the absolute truth. And he who is of the truth will hear God's word. And at that time, our Lord could say, you don't hear it because you are not of the truth. Let us come back to Matthew 25, 10 virgins. I write about it now in a circular letter. Brothers and sisters, don't believe any interpretation. Abide in the Word of God, with the Word of God, with everything what is written. Abide with it. And when brothers are coming and speak and preach about seven thunders and this or that, this is not written in the Bible. Who can believe something which is not written in the Bible? If we are commanded to believe and to read that what is written in the word of prophecy of this wonderful book of Revelation, just with a full respect, reading it before the Almighty God, humbly, faithfully, believing and receiving His word, and experiencing the fulfillment of that what God promised by His grace. And in Matthew 24, we have, of course, the place which was mentioned so many times, namely that the gospel of the kingdom of God. So, not only gospel, as it is happening now, but everything concerning the kingdom of God, what God ordained for us, this must be included in the proclamation. And in particular for all the newcomers, for instance, what is written in Luke 24, here we have it, a part of the Great Commission. Luke 24, here we read verse 47. And this word is especially addressed to all who have not yet made an experience of salvation with God, who really are not yet true believers, who didn't repent yet, who didn't confess their sins, who didn't plead for forgiveness. Brothers and sisters, this is just necessary that we not just say, I believe in Jesus Christ. No, as written here, Luke 24, verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. When the Spirit of God cannot come upon us and cannot convict us of the sins which we committed, and if no tears are coming, if no repentance is coming, and if you don't say, Lord, be merciful to me, no one can come to God, into the kingdom of God, with the nose high up. Narrow is the gate, and straight is the way which leads to life, and there are just a few. I remember my conversion. Everything was wet. My shirt, my underwear, everything was wet. I wept until I broke through, until the assurance filled my heart. You found grace in the sight of God. Your sin is forgiven. And then comes the praise after the supplication, after the weeping. When we break through to the salvation, then the praise comes through our lips. As written, based upon his name, because of his name, repentance and remission of sins. Without, there must be repentance preached. John the Baptist came and preached repentance, and then he baptized those who believed what he preached. Once again, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Then, verse 48, ye are witnesses of these things. Then, verse 49, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Then verse 51, and it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. But then happened, of course, that what God promised in the Old Testament, namely the enduing with the power from on high. And brothers and sisters, we need this enduing with the power from on high, so that we can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ in such a way that the people are led to repentance by the Spirit of God. That's how I want to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that it doesn't just fall into the ears, but that it falls into the hearts, and that we cry out, beloved Lord, be merciful to me, forgive me all my sins. Yes. And then the mighty thing is, brothers and sisters, the first sermon. Also this must be said time and again. The last sermon must be as the first was. The last baptism must be as the first was. This is a divine must. This you don't decide. And not I decided. No, God decided it, that everything must be restored. That's how the church was at the beginning. Also here we have a testing, a trial. If you hear of those who are coming into our country, then one sees a photo as a priest dips his hand and then three times he touches the forehead. And then he says, this or that, or he or she was baptized. This is no scriptural baptism. The scriptural baptismo means immersing. Yes? John didn't take his hand into River Jordan and touched a forehead. No, he baptized. He immersed the people. For thus it is written. But what is today? Today? Huh, baptism on the forehead. This is a this is no baptism at all. We can do without it. No, thanks be to God that he brought us back to that. Also concerning the formula. As the people are using the formula, brothers and sisters, also this is grace. We are not judging others at all, but our divine right is therein that we were brought back to the original foundation, to the beginning, to the faith of the fathers, to the faith of the apostles, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And also this, let it be said once, again. In heaven will be no confusion. In heaven will be a heavenly harmony. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, with all the perfected saints, we will celebrate the supper. Marriage supper with our Savior. And therefore we have to tell everyone who are newly added, all the newcomers and who would like to be baptized, please put your life into order before God. Bring it to the Lord. Tell him everything what makes you trouble and ask him for forgiveness. And he is faithful and just, as written in Psalms 103. Who forgiveth thee all thy sins and who healeth all thy diseases and who saveth thy lives from destruction, who crowneth thee with mercy and loving kindness. This belongs together. Who forgiveth thee all thy sins, who healeth all thy diseases, who saves your life from destruction, who crowns thee with mercy and loving kindness. All this belongs together. And we are grateful to God, grateful with all our hearts, that also therein we can take together both Old and New Testament. The Lord says, when I see the blood, then I will pass over you. Exodus 12. The blood of the Lamb of God was of course shed, and God was in Christ and reconciled the world with himself. Receive the forgiveness. Receive the reconciliation. Be reconciled with God. Be joined with God. And then comes the Holy Spirit upon us, inasmuch as we heard and received the word of truth. But firstly, the new divine life is worked in us by the word, which is the seed, and then by the Holy Spirit, which comes upon the word. Let us summarize. Oh, so many scriptures could be still read. Brothers and sisters, this precious and holy word of God is, of course, the lamp unto our feet. It's a light on our way. It's, of course, not a dead letter, but a living word of God, which was revealed to us by the Spirit of God, by His grace. Let us summarize of what it's all about now. not the uniting under Rome, but the uniting under Jesus Christ as the head of the church. He, the firstborn among many brethren, as written in Psalms 22, I will reveal thy name unto my brethren. Our Lord and Savior has come to us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And in his body of flesh, he paid the price. He shed his blood, in which was the divine life. And we were purchased. We are not ours anymore, but we belong to him who paid the price for us. And as we have sung in the second song, the Lord just goes with us. When the song was sung, I had to think on Isaiah 43. And if you go through the water, if you go through the fire, I will be with you. And then the three men in the furnace, what was it? Suddenly there were four men. Not only three, but the angel of the Lord was there. And nothing happened. Nothing happened to them because God was present. And he was accompanying his own. And he kept them. Brothers and sisters, we may trust the Lord. All of us, we go through trials, through tests, all through problems, but we trust the Lord. And we know not only the natural lives, we received the divine life by His grace. And only he who received truly eternal life by the faith in Jesus Christ can and will live eternally. And therefore, we must and we may preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ with only one goal, that all who hear now God's revealed word, that they believe the promises which he has given for our time, who have heard his call, as it was announced at that time. He who belonged to his people, let him return to Jerusalem. You can go back to 2 Chronicles, the last chapter. You can read it in the next chapter. It's written, whoever is part of his people, let him return to Jerusalem. Shall I read it to you? So that all know that it's truly written in the Bible like that, that they have to return. And they returned. Here, 2 Chronicles, chapter 36, here it's written. Shall we read from verse 22? 2 Chronicles 36, from verse 22. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. That the word of the Lord spoken by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth has the Lord God of heaven given me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? The Lord his God be with him, and let him go up. And right in Ezra, chapter 1, in verse 3, it says, who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. So, fulfillment of Scripture. And we are living in the time where the Scripture is being fulfilled. But the emphasis is, he who is of his people, don't let him return to Damascus or to Rome. Let him return to Jerusalem. For the temple shall be built, because there God dwells. There he designed the place. What shall one say to it? Brothers and sisters, just in simplicity, we hear the words of the Lord. He who is part of his people, all sons, all daughters of God, all who found grace in the sight of God, all who repented. And really, one has to read from the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, so that all the newcomers can hear it. Acts chapter 2. It's still valid. It's still valid what is written here. Acts 2, verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Here, we have the biblical pattern, and I say it once again, all the newcomers. With God, only one baptism is valid, and this is the baptism by a single immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else, in South Africa, there's even a denomination, they are baptizing three times. They say, I baptize in the name of the Father, I baptize you, and take up in the name of the Son, up again and down again in the name of the Holy Spirit. And then they speak in tongues without revelation, without having the revelation, bypassing God, preaching around God, baptizing around God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one church of the living God here on this earth. And the church of the living God is the pillar and foundation of the truth. Let me read this in closing so that all know, so that really even the last ones know that the church of the living God is not a religion, not a denomination, not being established by him or them, but who are established on Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, and here it's written, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3,
In Vers 19.
Ja, ja. Second, probably. Second. Ja, ja. Ja, ja. Second.
Kapitel 3. Und ein Herr, ein Glaube, eine Taufe.
Pillar of truth. Pillar. Foundation. Ja, ja. Beloved, this is Timothy, yes. First Timothy, of course. First Timothy, chapter 3. First Timothy, chapter 3. It's written. It can only be there where it's written. First Timothy, chapter 3, verse 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. Not one single lie has place in the church of the living God. God is true, His word is true, and according to 1 John 5, we are in the true God, in His Son, Jesus Christ. And this is the true God and eternal life. You all know this scripture from 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. We know 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Hallelujah! God is true, His word is true, and His word we received, and the truthfulness of God was laid into us by the word and spirit of God, and we believe as the scripture says. Once again, I say in closing, no enticing, no deviating with this or that teaching, but back to God, back to the Word, back to the beginning, back to the doctrine of the apostles. May the Lord God bless us, and may He be with us all. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing together, Just As I Am. And our two sisters will sing us a song, Just As I Am.
I am without one plea, but now thy blood was shed for me, and that thou be come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Let us sing once again.
Just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one blood, to thee whose blood can cleanse. come, I come.
Kommt, oh, denkt an sein Wort. Wacht, ihr Erlösten, wacht immer fort. Zu jeder Stunde, an jedem Ort.
Is watch.
Wachet, der Herr
watch.
Kommt bald.
The Lord is coming soon.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft
Lord,
stehen.
We want to be ready.
Eifrig sein im Wachen und im Flehen,
eagerly watching and praying until you appear, until we see you
und dir entgegen,
and until we meet you.
Der Bräutigam kommt, wer Bräutigam hält seinen Blick zum Ziele gelenkt.
Have your eyes focused on him. Be not entangled in earthly things. Watch, the Lord is coming soon. Lord, we want to be ready. Eagerly watching and praying until you appear, until we see you, until we go out to meet you.
Der Bräutigam kommt und wer unverletzt ihm seine Treue hält bis zuletzt.
He who is faithful until the end.
Über Großes der Eins gesetzt.
He will inherit great things.
Herr, kommt bald.
Watch and wait. The Lord is coming soon.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
We want to be ready.
Eifrig sein im Wachen und
eagerly watching and praying until you appear, until we see you, until we go out to meet you.
Der Bräutigam kommt und holet die Braut,
and fetches his bride,
die sich auf Erden schon ihm vertraut,
which is engaged already here on the earth,
ständig geschaut,
which is waiting every hour for his coming. Watch and wait, the Lord is coming soon.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
We want to be ready.
Eifrig sein, im Wachen,
eagerly waiting and praying.
Bis du erscheinst,
until you appear,
bis wir dich sehen,
until we see you,
und dir entgegen,
until we go out to meet you.
Herr, wir wollen in Bereitschaft stehen.
We want to be ready.
Eifrig sein,
eagerly waiting and watching,
Flehen,
praying,
bis du erscheinst,
until you appear, until
sehen,
we see you,
und
and until we go out to meet you.
Amen.
Amen. This we believe with all our hearts. Let us bow our heads. Let us remain in silent prayer before God. Let me ask firstly the question. That what was preached, especially the promise for our time, that God, before the time of grace comes to its end, that he would send a message, are we acquainted with it, to call back to Jerusalem, back to the word which was preached at the beginning, back to the perfect restoration of all that, what was at the beginning in the church. If this is believed by you, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Secondly, we have our heads bowed. We remain in silent prayer. Who would like to consecrate his life to the Lord? Who would like to make his decision to come to the Lord, to not be left behind when the Lord returns? For it is written, those who were ready went in to the marriage supper. We want that all who are now hearing the message, that they are ready and part of it when the Lord comes. This is all necessary. Repentance, forgiveness, grace, salvation. Believe everything what God said in His Word. Agree with every promise. And all you newcomers who have not yet consecrated their lives fully to the Lord, please raise now your hands that we pray. Don't be ashamed. God bless. God bless. Lord, Almighty God, all of us, we are coming to you just as we are. We found grace in your sight. We believe in you. We believe every word. We believe every promise. Everything will come to fulfillment just as you promised it and as you said it, O Lord. Receive all, accept all, forgive all, give repentance, give faith, give forgiveness, grace, and full salvation. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for it. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. One more request, brothers and sisters. In case we have some who would like to be baptized, let us know it today, because tomorrow the baptism can take place. Do we have some who would like to be baptized? Then please raise your hand. Pardon? No, I see no one. 4. 5. They can be baptized in Paris. Here we have some. All right. Then tomorrow, we will ask once again tomorrow. And after the service, we can have a baptism. You may be seated for a moment. Has our choir still a song which can be sung? And then we will go to rest. And tomorrow we will be here again. May the Lord God bless us. May He bless us all from the riches of His grace. Sing to the Lord. We all tune in. Praise and thanks be to our God. is the victory which conquereth, which overcomes the world. Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory. By the word, we are really strengthened in the faith. And faith is the victory which has overcome the world. Brothers and sisters, it's a great grace which we received that we may be called the children of God, having now part in the completion of the work of redemption among the heathens, which we are part of, the Gentiles. And then it goes back to the Jews. We're coming from near and far, not only coming here to see each other, to have fellowship, or to sing a couple of songs, but we are coming to hear what God has to say to us through His Word, to be ready when the Lord returns. And we all know there were 10 who heard the wake-up call. All went up, all trimmed their lamps, all woke up, but only 5 reached the destination. Just a half. We want to reach the goal. Therefore, we must take heed to the word, making ourselves ready. Everything else is not important, but this is the most important time in our lives, the time of preparation, the hours of preparation in the presence of God. And therefore, we must take heed to every word. We must examine ourselves, where we stand. And the word brings us into the right stand before God, and also among one another. And everything must become as it was at the beginning. As it was in the church at the beginning, so it must be also at the end. And as Brother Frank said it, as the first sermon was, so the last one must be, so that we have the same results. We are grateful to God that all this we may experience, and that worldwide are so many connected. I receive always letters from brothers and sisters, from the elders, that they want to have the equipment so that they can hear the transmission. And more than 170 countries are connected, and we are so happy that the bride is united under one head. As we read in Ephesians, Jesus Christ, He united everything what is in heaven and on earth, and He is above all, and to Him belongs only the glory. I just wanted to say, before we close and before Brother Schmidt prays with us, that we really are really silent going to our rooms, that everyone is watching over their children, that everything is happening in peace and silence, so that this word, this precious seed which was sown in our hearts, that it can grow. You all know, the enemy is really an artist, and he always tries to rob what God has sown. It's babblings, vain conversations. No, let us remain silent. Let us ponder upon the things which you heard. Let us ask ourselves, how do I stand before God? Is everything in my life as God wants it to be? Brothers, sisters, it's a big difference if we go silently from here, pondering upon the words. If we greet many things, and then talking much, then the word is distinguished. May the Lord bless us all. Let us stand up now for prayer, and Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us. Great God, we say thanks to you. We worship you for the grace and faithfulness which you have given us. Lord in heaven, we thank you that the stored in food has not been kept on the shelves, but you commanded to give it out. And so, Lord, let us come to the richly prepared table which you have given us from the riches of your grace, that we come to this table and that we are feasting upon it, that we are strengthened in the faith, walking forward, so that you can come to your right with each one of us. Lord, we heard it, we pray, and we believe it. It was said that the first sermon must be as the last sermon must be as the first was. Lord, we ask you. The first sermon was followed by signs and wonders. Lord, not for our sakes, Lord, not for our merit, but for your word's sake and for your grace's sake. Let it become as it was at the beginning, so that we are all of one mind. Reaching one destination, that we believe only you, for you are the first and the last. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your holy word and also for this evening. Give us all grace that we give glory to your name, praising you. Please bless all, as it was prayed, all who joined us online, Lord. Let it not be in vain, but accomplish your word which you have sent it, which you sent. That salvation and deliverance comes forth. Lord, give to your worshipping people the grace for the glory of your name. Let us not forget your elected people. Lord, you know all the needs, you know the attacks of the enemy, but you decided, and it will happen according to your will and counsel. Please, Lord, abide with us. And if there is a tomorrow for us, then bring us together again with a longing, with a desire, and you will then give us what we need from your riches of your grace. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy.
His truth is marching on.